This is a Dece World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Philip Kopczynski. You should listen to my podcast. It's called Phil Cops One-Offs, Small Town News, and interesting stories from interesting people, and then animal sexual behaviors. Did you know that a kangaroo will make two different types of milk? Did you know that a spider will break his dick off in a lady spider vagina? Did you know that a pig orgasm lasts for 30 full minutes? Did you know that a dolphin will bite an eel in half just to masturbate with its corpse? You can learn all that if you listen to Phil Cops One-Offs every Tuesday. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google, the internet, dude, everywhere. If you connect to the cloud, if you talk to space with your phone, you can find my podcast. But you can also go to my website, Philip Cop Comedy. Please do it.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
You guys, I didn't believe in love, and I still don't believe in love, and you're both fucked, but I'm so happy for you guys, and I'm glad that the bar is open.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dece World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is the social hour. On today's show, comedian Rob Wentz with Sophie Tomey on the news and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. He only invited Rob on the show because he thought he could help him get in touch with Ginger Spice, Dece Casillas.
Well, I'm keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Dece. Thank you for joining us for another episode. And thank you for being here while I am still alive or not in jail and not murdering anyone yet. But the day is young. The week is young. There's still time with me, as always. I've got Sophie and Jeremy in the studio. What's up, gang?
Hello.
Hello.
How you guys doing? Good to see you. Okay, you're doing good.
No, we're doing
perfect.
Great.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
You're kind of grumpy, so we're kind of scared.
I know. Don't worry. I won't take it out on you guys. I promise. And also, we have our guest in studio tonight, comedian Rob Wentz. Rob, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Very good.
Glad to be here.
Good to see you. Thank you.
See you too.
Rob's fresh off a bitter defeat at the drinking debate last night. Embarrassing almost.
It's pretty bad.
No, you get the I mean, we did crush them in our round. But
look,
the I mean, I've got the tape. it was good. It was fun. Have you done? Was that your first time, or that was your second?
That was
time?
My second time. Yeah,
that's right. You had a team with Steve and Todd one time. Right?
Yeah. Last night I just kept waiting for something funny to happen. Didn't work.
Kirkwood. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, Armstrong doesn't come around anymore.
Yeah.
Weird.
He's weird. A good guy. I love Armstrong.
Yeah, Todd's a good guy. But we are here. We're going to talk to Rob in a second. I am fucking sober still. Fucking loving it. I feel like I picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue. That's one of the, like, this was the worst goddamn. I swear to God, I don't know if things were happening like they've been happening recently. I just was more numb to it because I'd been drinking excessively for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I just a string of bad things, if alcohol was just the bonding agent that kept my life together, or if I'm just now more irritable because it's the same shit, I'm just very irritable.
I don't know. You always seem kind of irritable. I'm not noticing literally any difference. But
I feel it.
You should have seen me about 45 an hour ago.
Oh. I felt it when I walked in, and I was like, "Whoa, this is not right."
Yeah, I have been. But there's been like a string of things happening. So, like, just all sorts of stuff I've been dealing with and trying to figure out, and just a million things. But then, more specifically, I did the Pride Parade for the club in Spokane here the other weekend, and we put a bunch of shit in the back of my car. I have a crossover SUV, and ever since then, it's because something was pressed up against the lift gate the whole time. Now my lift gate, it closes, but my computer in my car, because I've got computer car money, doesn't say it's closed. So it beeps every 35 seconds.
Oh, you poor bastard.
And this is just where it starts, Rob. This is where my murderist falling down. Like, I'm going to get a buzz cut and glasses and a suitcase and just,
you're going to get a fucking suitcase? Like, well, what are you going to go on a trip?
Yeah, you guys are probably too young to see the movie Falling Down. Jeremy knows the way what I'm talking.
Never seen
You've
it.
Never seen the movie with Michael Douglas? Where he goes, he's the business guy, and he like goes, and he just one day flips out, goes on that murderous rampage through South Central. It's a fantastic movie. Everyone needs to, that's required reading.
He carries
for all
that
of
M10
you guys.
In his briefcase, right?
It's because he's just like a business guy, and he just flips out one day. He's in like a short sleeve.
I've never seen
He looks like a Mormon almost.
Okay,
and he like buzz cut, just kind of. He looks like Kevin. Like Kevin, and Kevin looked was dressed as a Mormon.
How do Mormons
like,
not
kill literally?
People?
They do all the time.
I would
telling them they're going to get a future, like an eternity, and then they don't get one. So that's been happening. But here's the thing. That would be fine if I used my car like a normal person, but I'm in my car sometimes 5 to 10 hours a day driving because of being on the road so much recently. So I'm driving in a car with my car beeping at me every 35 seconds trying to tell me this thing's closed, while simultaneously generally with Michael Glassmeyer, who's fucking who I love, but we spend a lot of time together. And then I'm like, we are just like, I'm just like going nuts trying to fucking, like, I just don't want to listen or be around anyone for like half a second, because every day it's like I'm in a car, I'm driving, I have to be in front of people, I have to entertain people, get off stage, I have to pretend like I like to fucking talk to them so they buy my merchandise, and I just want to go back to the hotel, beat off, and fucking go to sleep, and watch a goddamn old episode of Baywatch and beat off to Yasmin Bleeth because she was the best one on that show ever. Fuck Pamela Anderson.
She's nasty.
Huh?
She was nasty.
Yeah, and then like, and I have to pretend like I give a fuck about these goddamn people, and all I want to do is go home. Like people ask me, this is what I have to. People need to understand. They ask me if I like doing comedy, or if I like doing this, and I tell everyone the same thing. Everything I do is just things I have to do before I get to go home. All I want to do is go home and get in bed every day. That is my ultimate goal. Just fucking go home.
Yeah.
And now just in between is beep, 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 beep. Michael wants to talk, and these people want to talk, and somebody wants to call me, and the club wants to know what's going on. These people need this, and these people email me about this. And I'm like, and I'm not drinking. I quit drinking. I quit doing drugs all very recently. And I was fine for the first few weeks, fucking fine. No problem. I've like felt great. And then all of a sudden, I was like in this murderous rampage. So now, not only that happened, so the other day, and then, so I'm like, okay, I finally had a day off, one day in town I had before we hit the road again. So I'm like, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to do my little day date. It's a Tuesday. It's $5 movie downtown in the parking structure. I go to the mall downtown, park, you in the little parking structure downtown. Go see my movie, Dark Phoenix. Fucking movie sucked. Piece of shit movie. The movie was terrible. Come out. I have to be at the club in half an hour. Well, here's the problem. Because my fucking lift gate won't lock all the way, sometimes randomly my car thinks someone's trying to open it, and it sets my alarm off.
Oh, God.
Well, my alarm had been going off for 2.5 fucking hours, and now my battery is dead in my goddamn car. So I'm in the bottom of a fucking parking structure trying to find someone who can jump my car so I can get to the club. And then I find it's just women, and because it's a mall, so it's just women, and I don't want to be the guy who's like, "Hey, lady, you want to come over here help me move this sofa in the back of my van? What are you, about a size 14?" Like, that doesn't work out. I need a guy. This is not a fucking. This is not, and this has nothing to do with women aren't capable or don't know how to do it. It's just strictly a, like, I don't want to seem like a creepy, threatening guy to a small woman. Or they're usually a woman alone,
size
or a woman with children.
Size 14 is not a small woman.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
14
is pretty big. Yeah. Well, small to you. It's subjective. Listen, get you do you, man. Anything less than a 13, that's gross. Anorexic.
I don't think that's right.
He's talking about ages.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, right. No, he's
yeah.
not.
Oh, yeah. I don't know their ages. That's why you have to cut them open and count the rings. I find one guy, and he's like, "Well, I got to catch a movie soon." So I'm like, just fucking leave. Just leave. I finally find a guy who's driving a fucking Jetta. So the goddamn thing is, like, in the trunk. The battery's in the trunk. This clusterfuck.
It's foreign.
I finally get the thing started. Get to the club. Manage that day. The next day, I have to drive down to a show in Tico, which is by Pullman. Okay? Get in my car. It's beeping. Michael's talking. Tony's there. Blah, blah, blah. There's a million fucking drunk people, these hicks from this little town, love you, Tico, that want to fucking talk and hang out and just, like, tell me these shitty jokes. And I'm like, I just want to look and be like, never in the history of anyone telling a comedian after a joke or a comedian a joke after a show has it worked out. 0%. Never. There's never been once where I'm like, oh my God, can I use that? Can I buy that joke from you? You should come to an open mic. Never once. So on the way back, something happens to my tire on the way back, and we make it back to Michael's house. Now it is completely flat. We try to get the goddamn, so I have a spare. Like, okay, I got a spare. I can get up in the morning. Next morning, I have to drive to Seattle. I have to leave at 10 a.m. So I'm like, all right, I have a spare. I can get up, take it to the shop in the morning. I can get a new tire on it. This is manageable. We get it out, jack up the car. The fucking lug nuts were put on there, like, with the goddamn power of Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet. They won't fucking come off. I'm like, we're literally jumping on the lug wrench, and it's just, like, stripping the bolts, Tony and I. And finally, I'm like, fuck it. Leave it. Fucking leave it. Leave it. And I'm going to go rent a car. I'll drive a car to Seattle. I'll come back Sunday, and I will figure this out Sunday. Well, I get home too late Sunday to do anything, and I have a show Sunday night, the one Rob lost at, and I won, just in case we're clear. So today, I go pick up some tools, like a power, like a compound drill to get these fucking lug nuts off. Thing still won't fucking come off. Then this guy, one of the neighbors in the neighborhood I'm in, comes out. Hey, how's it going? Your tire's flat there. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, yes, my tire's flat. I'm working on it right now. Okay. I got an air compressor. It's not an air compressor. The tire's flat. It's not going to work, especially if it's a little. The thing's like, he brings out the thing that's the size of an iPod shuffle. And I'm like, that thing's not going to fucking pump up this tire right now. I don't have a fortnight to wait, even if it is. So he's trying to talk. He's a beep, a beep, a beep over here in my fucking ear. Then as I'm doing that, I'm trying to, my car now won't start. And I'm like, fuck, the fucking alarm was going off. So I get someone to come up, and I'm trying to jump my car. And as I'm trying to jump it, it still won't turn over. Another neighbor comes out. He's like, hey, you know why your car battery's dead? And I'm like, yes, I fucking know why my car battery is dead. The alarm's been going off. I'm trying. I had to go out of town. My fucking tire is flat. I'm trying to fix it right now. He's like, yeah. Yeah, your alarm was going off all night. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I fucking know my alarm was going off. He's like, yeah, it was going off all night Saturday. I'm like, listen, sir, I'm sorry. My alarm was going off all night. I had to leave out of town. I wasn't here. I was in Seattle. Okay? I had to rent a car. I'm trying to get it right now. Oh, your tire's flat, too. Ooh. I know.
Do you own guns?
My friend. And if I had a gun at this point, everyone in that neighborhood would have been dead, and then I would have put one in my own fucking skull.
Yeah.
Finally, he's like, well, so we finally get my car jumped, and he's like, well, you know, what you need to do is get a lug wrench on that thing. I'm like, I did. I got a lug wrench, and he goes, no, you got to jump on it. I go, my buddy and I spent an hour jumping on it. It would not come off. That's why I have these tools. This WD-40, and we're going to get it off. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. Okay, well, here's what you do. And I'm like, I've changed a tire before. I didn't have the tools the other day. The
problem is you don't look Mexican enough.
Well, I was, like, dressed nicely, too, because I'd been working and shit today. And I'm like, listen.
Or maybe he thought you looked too Mexican.
He's
just going to take the tire off and leave it on blocks.
He's just going to.
I was like. Fucking about to so and then I'm like starving. I haven't eaten anything all day. I finally get home with about 10 minutes spare before this podcast, and I'm just like, I'm ready to fucking murder someone. I haven't had a drink. I really need to start drinking again. I want to start doing drugs again. Hard drugs too. Yeah.
Heroin's in right now.
I'm fucking into it, man. Yeah. Give me the fentanyl, just kill me.
I'm down. You can do a little pact. Do it together. Be really romantic.
It's just been one thing after another. My girlfriend, God love her, she goes, you know, this car's been giving you a lot of trouble recently. Maybe you should get a new car. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just go get a new car. It's that easy. No problem. They're just handing them out down at the fucking Carporium. I'll just fucking, you know, because new cars are free, especially ones that you have to drive fucking 1,200 miles in 3 days. I can't just get a shit car to drive around town. I need a nice car, something to get me around. I can't just fucking go get. It's not that easy. It's a little difficult to trade a new car when it doesn't have a fucking tire and the battery doesn't work and I can't get it to a shop to even change it. Like, and I'm like, yeah, thank you, dear. I hadn't thought about getting a new car. That's a lovely idea. I love you very much. You're very supportive.
Run down to Walmart and pick one up for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't say my initial thought. I was going to say, did you try unplugging the battery and plugging it back in or reset the computer?
No, I'm.
Sounds like you don't want to hear that shit.
I was just losing my goddamn mind. So,
that's how your week's going.
This can's empty if you want to crush it.
Oh, man.
Make you feel strong.
Oh, God. I will say this, side note, crazy story. When we were on the road, we were going to New Meadows, Idaho, a town of under 600 people to do a comedy show. To be fair, over 100 people came out to the show, so it was real awesome. They bought a ton of merch. You go down this huge hill, right? Huge grade. Like, have you guys been to Lewiston?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that huge grade you go down? Mm-hmm. It's like twice as long and twice as steep as that. It's actually probably like four times as long, but twice as steep. It's fucking crazy. While we're going down, I hear this large, like, crunching sound. I thought I hit something. Tony had one of those 24-ounce monster cans. It was imploding on itself. That's how steep the grade is.
Wow.
And how, like...
Just from the elevation?
Yeah, the elevation change. This can was imploding on itself.
Damn.
I'm like, Jesus, that can't... What am I, fucking astronauts? My fucking bone density going down? Like, our muscles about to atrophy in this shit?
G-force?
Yeah. Like, so I think I probably have an aneurysm from that. It's slowly killing me. Hope so. But it has been just a disaster. It's like, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of things I've dealt with. And then trying to book this fall tour in like 18. I mean, I get 100 emails a day and people trying to like fucking get shit done. I'm like, I can't right now. I'm like,
You need an assistant.
I need a drink. I just want to spend one good day getting drunk at the lake. And I think I'll be rebooted for like another 6 weeks.
Yeah, there you go.
6 weeks.
Just be like sober. I mean, then you're not even really drinking if you only drink once every 6 weeks. That's like some Mormon shit.
That's fine, right?
Yeah, that's good. Oh, you're still sober then.
I'm fucking. Okay, it's fine. I haven't killed anyone yet that I know of. There's still time. I could have blacked out in a rage and murdered someone at some point. It's possible, but we'll see. Okay. But anyway, guys, thanks for coming to the show. You can find me coming up this weekend at Joker's Comedy Club in Tri-Cities. I will be in a great mood. And I will
don't fucking talk to him after the show.
Don't tell him shitty jokes.
Come talk to him on the show.
Don't just fucking look at him in the eyes.
Buy a shirt. Please don't tell me any jokes. Don't offer to buy me a drink. Don't ask me to hang out. I just want to go back to my hotel room. We can talk for a couple minutes, but that's about it.
He needs hugs.
And then I'll be at the Newport Roxy on the 23rd, and then I'll be back down Lewiston on the 28th. But it's just, okay, so in June, 26, like out of this month so far, I have performed all but, I think, one day.
Well, that's why.
So I am fucking like spun out and start, like, I don't know how these guys go on like 3 months. I would fucking like, murder.
Do you do yoga or anything? Any meditation?
Yeah, in my car. Yeah. They actually do like do some yoga and meditate most mornings.
Yeah,
I do.
That's nice.
But I've been home.
Right, yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's talk about how I beat you last night at the drinking debate, right?
Yes, that was brutal. Nothing happened. Nothing came in there. So I just talked about how Tony was ugly and a bitch.
Yeah. I went up against Tony. I kind of felt bad, actually, because I went pretty hard against Stacey.
That Hulk.
An emo Shrek whose magical power was somehow still having custody of his children.
But he raises someone else. We'll talk about Stacey. He's a great guy.
All right. My team won. Me, Glatzmeyer, and Tony Russell.
You don't have to tell me I did good. I was there. I know exactly how I did.
From Spokane? You're from, where are you from?
I mean, depends, I guess. I went to high school in Sandpoint, but I lived in like
high school. Mm-hmm. You went from New Orleans to Sandpoint?
Yeah. And I'd stopped at Switzerland in between. Mm-hmm. No, my dad, he like traveled around a lot for work.
What does he do?
He's a lawyer.
Like, oh, I knew that.
Yeah, he's law. Yeah, he just does it.
What does he specialize in? What kind of law?
Constitutional law. He does like conglomerate law for like big company that owns other companies.
Like Alphabet or whatever the fuck is Google's current company.
Like Yum owns like KFC, Taco Bell. Like that's a conglomerate.
Wait, can you say that word again?
Conglomerate.
Isn't it conglomerate?
You know, I'm from the South. We say things differently, Deez. So you just hop off.
Like instead of black people, you say.
What word would you say?
I'm
African American.
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't. You've never met one.
No, I have some friends.
I've never seen them.
I have cousins. I don't talk to them.
You bang them.
Yeah. So from New Orleans to Switzerland. How long have you been in Switzerland?
I was there for like maybe 12 weeks. I thought we were going to live there. Vacation. Yeah, it was like that's a vacation. But I thought we were going to live there when we were there.
How was that? Like, how was Switzerland?
It was cool. I picked up German pretty quick.
You look like a guy who'd pick up German pretty
quick. Yeah, I did. It was super, super easy to order food. You got to be able to do that.
Super easy to.
That is the only way I can get motivated.
When I lived in, I lived in Germany when I came back home when I was little. I would, my parents, when we would go through the drive-thru at McDonald's and stuff, I'd sit there and yell that I wanted Jaeger Schnitzel at the freaking McDonald's drive-thru people, and they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was damn near fluent in German when I moved back.
That's sick.
Yeah. How easy was it to order an execution?
Or what
in German.
It's pretty Hung's fight. It's done. You know? Anybody you say that to, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You know, don't fuck with that.
How many gypsies did you kill while you were there?
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's slick. It's
17.
You got a dad that's a lawyer. You don't need can do whatever
that's
you want.
17.
You had like diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I did. I was very diplomatic when I was there.
Why not to kill? Why Switzerland? What conglomerate was like those candies?
I think that was like a banking thing, I think.
Swedish fish,
yeah. They're swimming everywhere there.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Are they?
Yeah.
They swim.
What flavor are Swedish fish?
Shit. They taste like shit.
No.
Absolute shit.
Yeah. They're terrible. They're like black licorice. Like if you like Swedish,
no. Swedish fish are good.
Swedish fish are a lot better than black licorice.
What? Maybe it's been a minute.
Swedish fish has a sweet flavor at least. Black licorice does not.
Oh, yeah, man, it's so good though.
I don't know.
Black jelly beans and black licorice are my shit.
Huh. Yeah, I don't eat candy. I eat ice cream. I don't eat candy, though.
Okay, what's your favorite ice cream?
I like Ben and Jerry's, the
Swedish fish.
We get it. Your dad's a lawyer. You can just say the favorite, asshole. Fuck. Yeah. Just say chocolate or something. Ben and Jerry's, you know.
I mean, you got to really fucking... I don't just eat any chocolate ice cream. I'm not
Jesus
a piece of shit
Christ.
Here. Fucking standards, Jesus
okay,
Christ.
So Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's.
What's their
fish.
Clever name they gave it?
P-H-I-S-H, fish.
You piece of shit. Like the band?
It's a band ice cream, yeah. I didn't know it was a
What's
band.
What's in it?
The ice cream's great. It's marshmallows with some chocolate and I think it's got brownie bunches.
I think it's called fucking... Rocky Road, right?
No, Rocky Road has nuts. Like God, do you not eat ice cream?
No, wait. Moose Tracks?
That's only like a up here thing. There's Moose Tracks does not exist outside Pacific Northwest.
Well, yeah, they call it something else. They call it Gator Tracks down where you're from or something.
Something like that. Yeah. I think they call it just inbred shit down there. Everything is.
But that's what you're describing is Moose Tracks with the marshmallow and crap.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you can just call it Moose Tracks, Ben and Jerry Moose Tracks, if you want.
No, I don't want to call it anything. I don't like that shit. I'm not a child. I eat ice cream.
Like
I used to eat fucking adult
candy.
Food.
Yeah,
I ate sushi.
Yeah.
Like
sushi?
An adult. Yeah.
I don't eat sushi for what the fuck is this?
I like sushi.
It's like $5 a roll.
Yeah, I got
I'm
sushi money.
One here
you got sushi money?
Yeah. Do you see this house?
Gas station.
I live here.
Sushi?
What's up?
Station sushi, can't trust that.
No, I go for the. Listen, I have a very refined palate, Rob.
Do you?
Yes. Okay. Very. Very.
Right. Do you not see what he's drinking right now?
Yeah. Dasani sparkling black cherry. God.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sparkling water.
Man, when was the last time you used your hands to fix something? Oh, you fixed that tire. Never mind.
Oh, wait, no,
tire
didn't.
Today.
Fixed tire. Oh, did you fix the tire?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
cool.
Yeah,
I did.
I respect you.
With tools.
Awesome. That's good. Tools. I'm glad you know how to use those.
I actually can do a lot of things, but I farm it out because it's better to have, my time is better spent doing other things.
Yes.
So I'd rather pay for people to do things for me so I don't have to fucking do it.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Do you need anybody to mow your lawn or something? I'm looking for work.
You want to?
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
I need it mowed tomorrow.
All right.
How much do you charge?
I'm like, for you, $50.
$50?
Yeah, for you.
What do I look
anybody
like?
Anybody else, it's 15.
Fuck that. I'll do it.
Okay. See, now you're doing work. That's all this
I can
about.
Do mine pretty quick. I actually need to do it tomorrow. What do you don't have a job? What are you homeless? What do you need? What do you
No, man, I got a job. I work at
drive
home.
From Coeur d'Alene to Spokane to mow a fucking lawn?
I'm in the neighborhood. I'm buying a lot of weed. Buying a lot of weed, man.
A lot of weed up here?
A lot of weed.
Well, I guess in Spokane. You got to get to Spokane.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Go from Idaho? You live in Idaho, right?
So I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Mm-hmm. Yeah, down there. The good old Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that treating you? How long have you been there? You were in Sandpoint?
Sandpoint. I've been in Coeur d'Alene a year and a half.
Why'd you move to Coeur d'Alene?
There's just more to fucking do. Have you ever been to Sandpoint?
Yeah,
there's nothing to do there.
I'm very cultured. We already went over this. I've been everywhere.
You've been everywhere. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Well, no, there's just nothing to do in Sandpoint. It's a town like 7,000.
Yeah.
I mean, not that there's that much more to do in Coeur d'Alene, but there's more.
You just come to Spokane. Just fucking move to Spokane.
I know. I'm trying but I can't just shoot guns in my backyard here.
You can.
Can I?
Yeah, you moved to Hilliard.
Oh, that's
you
true.
You shoot guns anywhere.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
No
I had a friend
there.
That lived in Hilliard that would just shoot him at the floor in his living room.
That's dope. That's just
moving with Tony. You can shoot him in his basement.
That's true.
I shot my first gun at Tony's.
Yeah. The closest I come to that, I shoot my bow in my garage, which is technically not legal.
Really?
Yeah.
How are they going to catch you, though?
You know if a neighbor complains.
Oh, what a...
So you shooting a bow in your garage?
They're noisy.
I got all my targets set up.
But they're not that. They're
not
that noisy.
They're
not
noisy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
All day and just freaking.
Who's gonna complain about that?
I have my door shut usually.
Yeah. Do you wear a bandana like your Rambo?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you 100%. Have to
put one over your eyes.
I don't
really
sweat
practice.
My eyes.
Yeah.
Fucks
you got it.
My shots, man.
Are you good?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I almost killed something last year.
Did you wing it? Did you wing something?
The deer that I almost got last year string jumped me because the arrow moves slower than the speed of sound. So as soon as you hear that as soon as they hear that string snap, they duck sometimes.
Mm.
So I just ducked right out of the way.
It ducked
like an inch. Yeah.
You
gotta calculate the.
You couldn't draw fast enough to hit it again.
I was already drawn back, dude. I was holding that shit for a half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Why do you hold it so long?
Well, because they all came out when it was about, 4 o'clock in the morning. I saw them walking through the field, so I pulled back my bow and waited until about 4:30 when it was light enough out to see what I was shooting.
Do you need to borrow my club card for Safeway? Just fucking, I will deliver you some ground. I'll even get you bison or something.
Plenty of beef.
Why the fuck are you waiting? Why are you at 4:30 in the morning?
I was up there at 3.
Jesus Christ, James.
You know, I like to.
In the middle of winter, too.
How bad you hate your kids? You want to be the fuck away from them that bad?
Just my kids are sleeping.
Just get a hotel room at the Motel 6 and hang out for a day.
I don't want to bring my kids to do it with me.
Yo, my kid, wow.
There you go. Get them cut open that heart of that deer when they're 4 years old. No better time, baby.
Suck the fucking blood out.
Hell yeah, brother. I love
man,
that.
Come
I love
power.
That.
Maybe then they could fucking change a tire faster and you could
have get the power. No, they're gingers. They can't be on they can't be outside that in the elements that long.
That's why you go at 3 in the morning. There's no fucking sun out there.
Exactly.
Best time to hunt, baby. You hunt duck. You just sit in the boat and you just drink whiskey and you wait for him to come out and you just shoot
well, see,
in the shade.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
Shoot, you didn't even shoot. There's not even aim at a duck.
No.
You just shoot.
It's a 12-gauge shotgun. Yeah. You don't fucking aim. You're point and shoot, baby.
Yeah, so
that's
how Dick
like
Cheney shot
it. It freaking adds a level of difficulty because I have to shoot him from, 20, 30 yards.
Mm-hmm. Can you shoot him in the head?
No.
Why?
Because, the arrow possibly
really.
Could penetrate it, but,
it's not humane.
Yeah.
You're shooting it with an arrow.
Yeah, but it's going to die way quicker if it hits in the neck.
Yeah,
you hit it in the head. That's just like hitting it. That'd be like just taking it.
Then you're going to have a deer running around the woods with a fucking
arrow.
That would
be awesome.
And it's a unicorn.
How long does it take for a deer to die when you shoot it?
I mean, depends on where you shoot it. You're supposed to wait 3 hours or something.
3 hours?
But that's just to make sure. Because
isn't that just to drain it, though?
That's just to make sure that it's pretty much dead.
Yeah. Do you slice the neck open though once you shoot it and then or once you get it and it's down?
I haven't gotten that far.
You haven't gotten that
you don't
far
have
yet.
A game
oh shit.
Plan?
Okay, fine.
He's gonna Google search it. What do I do now?
I don't have service. I gotta walk around and try and get service now.
I don't know where you read that it takes 3 hours, but I'm pretty sure that you when you can slice there.
No,
neck,
I'm saying that before you go and try to track it. It's
before you track it.
Yeah, when you're supposed to.
You're supposed to shoot. So you shoot the deer,
and then you're supposed to wait
at 4 a.m. You wait till 7 to try to. Why wait if you shoot and start tracking it right then?
Well, because it might still be alive, and then it might be freaking out, and then it might try to attack you.
And deers are very.
The last
violent.
Season was my first season fucking hunting ever.
I think you need more information before you run in. I go
out there with buddies, dude. I'm not out there
with someone who knows what they're doing. Yeah.
Well, what did they? That seems like a bad play. I would kill the deer immediately. Just shoot it with an arrow.
Wait, just shoot it with
a
fucking gun. That solves this whole problem. Just shoot it with a fucking gun. That's 308, baby. Just right in the
fucking neck.
It's
still about the same with shooting them with a gun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
3 hours to track it?
I don't know.
Then it's farther away from where you are?
I mean, I feel like that's such a... You get them with a nice-sized round in their neck, that's going to put a big old hole in the vein. They're going to be fucking dead.
Yeah.
In 15, 20 minutes, right?
Even
know.
That feels terrible. I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys are making me feel so bad for this deer that Jeremy
imaginary deer.
Almost shot.
I almost got it.
One time I slaughtered a pig when I first moved up here. And that was fucking... That was
we don't
want to
hear
dude.
About your dating life.
Oh, yeah. Slaughtered a pig last night, too, baby.
You two should get together and talk about it sometime.
What do you think the worst... You think an arrow would be bad to die by?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're dead, you're dead, dude.
Yeah, but
fuck?
I mean, you know what? I feel like you don't die as fast. Would hurt.
I mean, better than burning or getting drowned.
But I don't,
that would be really
fucking,
shitty.
Dude, the tips on the arrows are ridiculous. It's ripping a freaking 2 to 4 inch hole in anything that it hits. Ugh.
I think the worst way to die.
So you got
to
get it in the heart.
Broken heart?
Oh, no. I was going to say autoerotic asphyxiation. Or I can't say the last word.
Masturbating with shit around your neck.
Yeah, because as you're dying, you're sitting there thinking is how they're going to find me.
Oh,
okay.
It's you're humiliated before anybody even finds you.
I have a question. If you were to, found one of your good friends dead from autoerotic asphyxiation,
asphyxiation?
What would you do?
Well, first
finish
I'd take
off.
It off.
I'd finish the job.
Help them come.
Yeah. Of course.
With the mouth
or my
or
buddy.
Hand?
There's no. You don't give hand jobs. You give hand jobs with your mouth. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course, I'd suck my friend's dick.
Okay. Yeah. And then
question.
So do they? I mean, I mean, because they'll still be hard because, you know, rigor mortis said.
Yeah.
But, depending on how long it is till you find them.
Yeah. I don't know. Most of my friends have pretty good erections. I feel like they'd be able to keep it up for a while.
Okay. So they're dead. They're dead, though. What do you do? You finish them, mm-hmm. And then what?
Tell everybody. It's hilarious.
Okay. Sophie?
I mean, I know technically you're not supposed to move the body. That's difficult. I'd read their diary.
Jesus, what a violation of privacy.
Okay. If we're that good of friends that they, like, give me a key to their house, I probably know all their secrets anyway. It would so be nice to know what it'd be like.
So
I'm going to go and read their diary, and then I'm going to...
Your dead friend, first of all, you're going to move their body and commit a felony, tamper with
the scene of a crime. I didn't say I'd move their body, I said I'd read their
and
diary.
And then just sit there and read their diary, violate all their trust, and that was your friend.
Yeah. And then I would, yeah. You know, I'd figure out if they're... I do like the good friend stuff, you know, like clear their history, but not before I, like, figure out what they were watching. Yeah. yeah, I don't know. Put a little blankie on them.
Make
a little
cozy.
Pillow. Actually, how do you, like, cover that up? Because, like, maybe I would just close the door and, like, let their body rot so that the coroner couldn't figure out so they'd never be humiliated.
Okay.
Is that like a good friend thing to do?
Well, they're not going
to
be humiliated because they're dead.
That's true.
That's true. Like, they don't feel anything. Their family.
Yeah, but their family might know. Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. You think you're
just kill their family, maybe.
My parents know I jerk off.
Yeah, but I don't know. You got to keep it. I'd like wrap them in an American flag gi.
Wow.
And like, like lay them
like
on the
bed. Like they were a soldier.
Yeah, like
combat.
Lay them on the bed with a Bible open next to them. Be like, this is how I found
Chris Benoit shit.
Yeah, this is how I found it. This is how they were just being American, thinking about freedom.
And Jesus.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Only way to play it.
Yeah.
He did this because of all the sin in the world.
Well, they wouldn't know he did it then. They wouldn't know he masturbated.
Yeah. Scientifically, they would know. They would know he jerked off, right? They'd be like, oh, he just...
Yeah.
You know?
He gets really excited about the Bible.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I guess first thing, just take their dick out of their hand and call it a day.
Well, you assume it's going to be a guy.
I mean, you guys were, so I just, like, jumped on the bandwagon with that.
I didn't say it was a guy.
I assumed it was a... Can women...
You kept
you guys
saying
can do
he.
That? like women can do that? I don't think they...
I don't know.
I guess
a bunch of women like
yeah, I guess
joke.
It's true.
Wait, women can come?
Well, I'm not around me.
Orgasm?
With me, buddy.
Gross. Ugh.
Go yeah. home if you want to do that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, God. Sinners.
No, don't come around me.
Most of the time we have to.
Yeah. Okay. What were we talking about?
dead people, autoerotic asphyxiation.
All right. So you do comedy now.
Yeah.
You've been doing comedy for what? Like
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
How's it feel? Do you
want
to quit yet or kill yourself yet?
Well, I wanted to kill myself before, so
okay.
That hasn't changed.
All right.
But, the quitting thing hasn't happened
if
yet.
If you ever kill yourself, you should think about doing it while masturbating.
Yeah. Well, I think I do it while masturbating and on stage. So
okay.
It'd be a really great
perfect.
Way to go out.
Yeah.
Just Louis C.K. it.
It's all over the crowd.
All over the crowd.
Okay, perfect. Like, do you like it?
Do I like it? Yeah, yeah. I love it. It's dope.
Masturbating?
It's yeah.
Okay. What about the comedy?
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Not as good as the masturbating.
Never is.
No.
Never is.
No. I like it. It's fun.
Do you have a preferred genre of porn you watch?
Yeah, I enjoy like really, really hardcore group interracial porn.
Interracial?
Interracial. Like, just not the Asians.
You know when
though.
They say
not the Asians.
When they say interracial,
mm-hmm.
They just mean like
a black dude,
a black
out
dude,
a small,
yeah, tiny,
just
like
fucking
like,
hard.
That's
like turning it like a baseball glove inside out, yeah, bro. Just fucking getting in there.
That's interracial. There's yeah. There's uh-huh. never an interracial where there's like a Japanese girl and like a small
yeah.
Jewish guy or
yeah.
something.
Oh yeah, no.
Like
no.
There's
no.
Jewish people don't.
Yeah, there's never like here's. Here's an Eskimo and also a German. Like,
no,
no,
that never happens.
It's always giant.
Sometimes
black
you'll get a
cock.
White dude banging a black chick. That's cool.
Highly irregular, though.
Highly irregular. You have to look, like, there's a couple pages you go through to get to that. But
yeah.
If you're looking for it, you can find it.
Yeah.
If you cross the categories, actually, it's way easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are so complex.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What do you watch?
I'm not telling you what I watch.
It's off limits, bro.
Let's hear it.
What's your preferred?
We're all
what's
sitting
your go-to?
Here looking at you
no.
until you tell us.
No.
No.
it's awkward. It'll be here. Even if nobody listens, you guys did, and that's enough for me. Oh, I already feel ashamed.
Are you like an X-Videos guy?
Am I a piece of shit? No. Yeah, I'm like a Pornhub guy. Jesus Christ.
They only do one pop-up.
Pornhub does like
you don't
none.
Watch it on your phone then.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't do porn on my phone.
Wait. You're watching porn on your computer?
I have a strict no porn policy on my phone.
Whoa, why? That's what?
That kind of makes sense. I get it because you're opening your phone in front of people. You're doing a lot of business and shit on your phone. Yeah. Like I watch porn on my work computer. On my work computer.
So did Alex Jones.
I've never watched porn on my phone. Ever once.
I do.
So like what is the reason for it? Why?
Just cuz I don't want it on my phone.
Okay.
I work out of it. I'm doing it all.
So you're not working on your computer.
But also I'm more likely to get a virus on my phone than on my computer.
I don't think phones get viruses as easily though.
It's very hard cuz people like aren't programming like viruses for phones specifically. Like they're going after Windows based systems, shit like that.
I don't have a Windows phone on the go. No, I have a. No. No, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, because you're not watching porn on your phone, so I'm just curious.
Yeah. No,
it makes sense.
It just raises questions.
I have a Google phone.
Oh, that's just as bad.
No,
I'm not
a fucking hipster with these goddamn iPhones.
Yeah, but I mean, the way you said it made it sound like you had like a mainstream thing, and you're like Google.
Google, it's the nicest phone out there, the Pixel.
Yeah.
Dude, those cameras.
The Pixel
pretty
cameras.
Cool. What about that Huawei phone that can like zoom in from super far? Have you guys seen that video?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're not allowed.
Huawei can't make phones anymore.
Yeah. So, they can't sell their phones here, so that's why I don't know about it. But yeah, those motherfuckers are zooming real good.
Oh yeah.
So when did you move from New Orleans to Switzerland to here?
I was like. Eight years ago.
How was New Orleans?
It was cool. I like New Orleans. It's very cultural. Like I wouldn't want to live there like with a family or when I'm young, but like right now it sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm 22.
So you were there during Katrina and shit?
I was there during Katrina, yeah. We evacuated like 4 or 5 days beforehand, so we weren't like in the Superdome and shit.
So you guys were rich.
So you didn't get raped.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we just weren't poor like everyone else. Yeah. But yeah. That's pretty much rich.
That's true.
We didn't get. Well, I mean, I got raped, but that wasn't related.
Yeah, not at. Yeah,
yeah, that was just church, but
unrelated
to
Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
unrelated.
So I have some questions I came up with today for you, Rob.
Okay.
These are based around what we call gingers.
Yeah,
you are.
Fuck
you
off.
It's actually pretty offensive to pronounce the R.
Yeah,
but all okay. I mean, Jesus Christ, 2019, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I don't care.
It's
You're
an
in
anagram
my house.
For the N-word is what I've always said, man.
It's fucked up. Just really my whole culture and all the oppression that white gingers have had to go through the last 300 years, dude. Just fucked not cool.
Well, I want to know how well you are culturally diverse and how well you know your people.
Oh, okay? I know my people.
Okay. So we're gonna see
for doing
we're
this.
Gonna see how you do.
You know how much us as redheads have been through
skin
growing
cancer.
Up.
Yeah, good.
Actually. I own a tanning salon because I figured if everybody's gonna fucking get it, or if I'm gonna get it, everybody else.
Everybody
is
else
get it
should get it too.
Too.
We should all get skin cancer together.
Yeah. But no, like growing up as a redhead, fucking hard as shit.
Good.
Like, it wasn't dope.
You guys deserve
any credit.
It.
Yeah.
That's where we got our senses of humor from and shit.
It's true. I also got a lot of. I mainly just got in fights, but yeah.
Oh, it's constant.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of fights. I like.
All right, are you ready, Rob?
I'm born ready.
We got our game show music.
Oh, no,
pun intended. Hey.
All right.
Okay.
So, Rob.
Deez.
The highest concentration. I'm going to put these three places. I'm going to give you three places that have the highest concentration. Of redheads in the world.
Oh, it's redheads now. It's not gingers anymore.
I want you to tell me
keep that tone going.
I want you to put them in order.
Okay.
All
right.
Ireland, Spain, and Scotland.
Scotland, number one. Spain, number two. Ireland, number three.
That is incorrect. It is Scotland, number one. Ireland, number two.
Oh, really? See, that seems so.
Spain. Distant third.
Yeah, I thought that would be right, but it threw me for a loop. That's you fucked me a little hard there. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Better than last night.
True or false? People with red hair are more likely or are likely more sensitive to pain.
We have a higher pain tolerance. So whatever the fuck, whatever you want that to be.
That is incorrect.
False.
You have a lower pain
tolerance.
No, we
tolerance. Have a higher pain
We have a higher pain tolerance.
They have to give us more anesthetic. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah.
You said you have a lower one.
Well, it's fucking wrong.
It's wrong.
Punch me in the face right now. I okay. feel that shit.
Yeah. I didn't even twitch when I had my fucking balls cut into with a fucking pair of fucking pliers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've abused
We're tough animals.
They're like riddled with chlamydia. They can't. They don't have any feeling
Love
anymore.
Bumps.
That's true.
I'm going to give you half a point on that one.
Okay.
Because this site disagreed with you.
That site's stupid.
This...
I'm just doing like Trump. I'll just disagree. People give me points. No points.
Redheads... True or false? Okay. Redheads are more likely to have a sixth toe.
False, I hope. mine hasn't grown in yet. I'd love one, so this is kind of fucked up.
That is false.
Okay,
that is
cool. False. Damn. You'd be so much better at swimming if you had a sixth fucking toe.
That would be awesome.
You could pick up all kinds of shit.
Except for women.
True or false?
I'm already not picking those up.
True or false? Redheads are more likely to be left-handed.
Fuck it. True.
That is true.
All right.
More likely to be left-handed.
Are you left-handed?
Nope.
Oh.
Neither am I.
Yep. Okay. I don't know where you're getting these stats
I used to have
from,
the so. Same color fucking hair as him. Like, seriously, but I'm just old now, so my shit went...
Blonde?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wonder if that's what
we talked about like Germany bright, earlier.
Right, yeah, we did.
True or false? Hitler banned marriages between redheads.
Like, so a redhead couldn't marry a redhead, or was it a redhead could marry a non-redhead?
That's what marriages between redheads means, yes, marrying
okay.
the same.
Yes,
redhead.
All right. I'm going to go with false. I don't think he did that.
That is true, actually. He would,
so he
yes,
did do that.
Yes, he said they would create a deviant offspring.
Do you know that the term ginger was actually, it's supposed to mean like a Jewish person with red hair, originally?
I assume they are all.
I'm culturally Jewish, 1/16th.
Did they have to clip your ears when you were born, or do you still have the tips?
Oh, no, I don't have the tips. They
clipped
them.
They clipped,
yeah,
okay.
They clipped that, my dick, and my tail.
Okay.
All three of them. Special instrument.
I just fucking love the look.
What is the most common eye color with redheads, and what is the least common eye color?
The least common is like brown or black, and then the most common would be like green.
Can I answer that? Green is the most, and blue is the least.
You guys are both wrong.
Blue is the most. Brown is the least.
Brown is the most common.
Really?
Blue is the least. You had a half inch.
I've never. Every convention of redheads I've been to, I haven't seen a single
always,
brown
green
eye.
Green eyes, always.
Always.
Man.
These facts are sounding suspect.
Which of these bugs is more attracted to redheads?
How the fuck are they doing these studies?
Mosquitoes, ticks, or bees?
Bees, because we look like we'd be a flower.
It is bees.
Yeah.
I've been stung by more bees than I've had one tick, and I don't really get fucked with by mosquitoes.
Yeah, all right.
Since I got Lyme's disease, the mosquitoes haven't been fucked with me.
Because ginger's don't have blood.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no soul, no blood.
I just have stone in my veins.
Let's see. Well,
this is less fun now.
Redheads do have some health benefits. They say that redheads are less likely to develop one of these things, or the one of these things is less.
What the fuck are you saying?
They're less likely to develop prostate cancer,
okay.
diabetes, or lupus.
I'm definitely not getting lupus. It's lupus.
It's actually prostate cancer.
I already have that. So.
Least likely.
I think that's because if you masturbate a whole bunch. You're less likely to get prostate cancer.
That checks out. Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
No
one wants to fuck a ginger.
And on average,
I got pretty lucky.
On average, at what age
hasn't happened to me yet?
Do male redheads lose their virginity?
Male redheads, uncommon.
Yeah.
Like 20.
This actually says never. They never do.
Does never
they
do.
Still say
fuck,
yeah.
Fuck,
so.
Damn
I'm
it.
Gonna murder you.
Yeah. They,
damn.
This game is irritating me so fucking much, man.
This reminds me of like my whole life, pretty much.
Like, I don't,
these are all really
I'm
original.
Not, I don't want to say that I'm offended because I fucking hate when people are offended by shit, but this is bullshit.
I like it.
It's just good to see D smiling again.
Yeah, it's true. He knows I fucking hate it. He tried to fucking. He texted me earlier. He was like, "Hey, come up with this game, gingers and blah blah blah." I'm like, "I'm not doing that fucking shit. You kiss my ass."
I don't have that much self-respect.
Right, take
yeah,
it easy, Bert. Got to shit on everyone else, but can't
no,
take,
can
it there.
It's fine. I can take it just fine. I'm laughing. I'm good. I just think it's bullshit.
I just think it's bullshit.
So what are you doing? You're not doing comedy, Rob.
I work for Home Water Solutions, so I like walk around Home Depot and do market research, like ask people to fill out surveys and shit. And,
all right, how's that?
That's cool. I could talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some fucking weirdos that go in Home Depot. Like a lot of them. Like everyone in there, I think could be a serial killer.
Including you? Or
yeah.
Just...
Well, I already am. But okay. I choose my victims from Home Depot. So watch out, contractors. Coming for you. You two painters. Fuck off, aisle 9, bitch.
So what do you want to do? I mean, do you want to pursue comedy? Is that the thing?
I don't want to work at Home Depot, okay. And I think comedy would be way doper.
Do you work for Home Depot?
No, I don't work for Home Depot. Okay. I work at Home Depot. Don't get it. It's Home Depot adjacent.
Okay.
It's Home Depot adjacent. It's not. Don't get it fucking.
No
twisted.
Lowe's. Not good enough.
No,
to do
fuck
Lowe's.
Fuck
why?
Lowe's. Let's knock off shit.
It's knock off.
Knock
shit.
Off shit. You go to Lowe's, you're not getting first grade nails. No.
What
no,
are you
no,
getting?
No. Getting bullshit nails, second grade nails. You want first grade nails.
No, they're grades.
They're grades, yeah, there's grades.
Okay.
And theirs are second grade, and ours are first.
Who has third grade? Ace?
Yeah.
Walmart?
Fuck Ace. No, Walmart doesn't sell nails.
I think they do.
They're fifth grade if they sell them.
They sell them. That's where I buy mine from.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
I'm not manly enough to go into the fucking hardware stores.
Well, my favorite part about Home Depot is people, like, men will come in and I'll be like, you find everything okay? And they're like, yeah, dude, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, an hour later, they're like, please tell me where aisle 7 is. I just don't know.
they don't even know the numbers.
They're
not asking for a specific thing. They're asking for numbers.
No, that's how stupid these people are.
Okay, so outside of that job in comedy, what do you do? What keeps you? What's Rob like?
I exercise a lot, like five times a week.
Yeah.
And,
what do you do?
I saw you
play basketball. You weren't very good at that.
No, not very good at basketball. I mean, like, I'm good if I play like in a game, play some defense, get hyped. But okay. I like to just work out. I like to meditate.
What do you lift in there?
I do like bench press, and I do like, you know, back rows and
I've heard
stuff,
of those
douchey
things. What do you
shit.
Do? Hey, what do you bench? What are you putting up?
Am I putting up? Nowadays, like maybe 225.
Yeah, now I'm not asking what you're putting up in the future.
Yeah,
right now.
Right now, like 225. Back in the day, like 315 when I was strong.
No shit.
Bitch, no.
Liar.
He's throwing up.
I used to be big.
No way.
Most I've ever done is 215.
Yeah. I mean,
that
I used to be big.
I was doing
are you doing steroids?
7 days a week.
I was.
Steroid?
Used to be.
Yeah?
Yeah? Not anymore, though.
Why not?
Expensive. You don't need to be doing them. You only do steroids if you're trying to put up fucking big weights, son.
Yeah, well.
Why don't you do that shit? It's not good for you.
No, it's not.
It's terrible for you.
Yeah.
I didn't actually do steroids, but I took like some shit that's supposed to be.
Did you shoot it?
No.
Or was it mouth stuff?
No, it was like mouth stuff. That's why I don't really think it was that effective.
Okay.
It seemed like I just paid like $200 for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So gym a couple times, but like, are you squatting? What are you squatting?
What am I
squatting? Hit that squat rack.
I don't
rack?
Squat hard, dude.
No?
I feel like a 45 on each side and just do a bunch of reps.
Okay.
I'm not trying to kill myself in there.
But you want the bench press. Yeah, you got to get that good frame.
Yeah, you got to get a good frame. I think you're just built with a frame.
I'm just saying.
240 on squats?
340
squats?
Ooh,
man.
I don't squat anymore because my knees are too bad.
That's where I'm at, dude. My shoulders, like last time I benched, my shoulders popped out of joint and the bar fucking came down on my chest and I was there by myself and I'm like, looking around and everybody had their headphones in. I was like, this is how I die.
With witnesses.
Yeah,
somebody came over and pulled out their headphones and lifted up. I never went back to that gym again.
Yeah, you like just have to ban yourself from that one.
Yeah, because it wasn't even like I was fucking doing like maybe 125 on there at the time.
Oh,
my shoulders
yeah.
just gave out, and I'm like,
oh
fuck that.
Like,
is
I can
so
never
crazy.
Come here again.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, I can't. I don't have the time to work out. I wish I did. I wish I had time to go to the gym more. I used to go like twice a day.
Start going to the gym with me.
When do you go?
I need to start going.
Oh. Where do you go?
I went to move for a while, and we were going to plan on starting to go there, but I canceled my move membership, and we all got a membership at the Y. Because we got a whole family one for about the same price.
Stupid families.
But hey, I can drop my kids off there. They can run on the fucking treadmills now.
That's true.
The baby can go into childcare.
Oh, that's sick. They have a childcare at the Y.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You should go check that out.
2 hours free
do
every
some
day.
Trolling.
Yeah, you can pick up some chicks there.
Yeah.
Just don't pick up my wife, man.
She's too old for me.
Yeah.
We're
talking
with
the child section.
She just turned 30.
Ew, gross.
I know, right? She's fucking like 10 years younger than me.
Mine too, so.
Sick, dude. I need a 25-year-old.
Me too,
so ball, Home Depot.
Yeah.
And just, how do your parents, how's your family and stuff feel about your
about me dropping out of college
doing comedy?
And,
yeah.
Oh, they're very proud. They're so proud.
Are
every
they?
Time I see them, just gleaming with pride.
Yeah.
No.
God, this kid, you remind me so much of fucking Mice Bird, dude. Every time he talks, it's Tom.
Like, yeah, there is a little bit of that.
There's a lot of Tom.
No, they're proud. I mean, as proud as anyone can be, you know, of a ginger who works at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And drives to Spokane 4 times a week to tell comedy. Jokes to 7 people
to
in
not
the room.
Make money doing comedy.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
They're so proud.
Yeah, what's your dad do again?
Yeah, he's a conglomerate lawyer. Yeah, just constitutional law.
Yeah. That, you don't have to go to school or anything for that, right? That's pretty much.
No, you just it's a trade school. It's a trade school thing. Yeah.
Right, yeah,
just like
take,
a 7
just
year.
A couple night classes at Full Sail.
Mm-hmm, pretty much,
you're in, right?
It's not that hard. It's actually more of a sink or swim thing. It's just like they put you in the courtroom and decide whether you're good enough.
Sure.
Better.
Mm-hmm. Are you dating?
No.
Are you trying?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Just don't really feel like I have enough money or like I'm in the right position to really offer anything in a relationship.
You don't need money, man.
No, I'm a man. You do.
No.
You do.
It's 2019, bro. You got
to
like.
I'm trying to find. If there's a sugar mama who came around and was like, fuck yeah, baby.
You know what you
like,
do? You know what you do? You go, Craigslist. Especially because you're in Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking get on that Tinder and you set that. Yeah. You set those age range.
Yeah.
From either
35 and up, baby.
Either 18 to 20 or like, 37 to 45.
Dude, there's like, but the money though, like, there's so many, like you can go on some nice dates with a woman who's over 35.
And they
you
let you come anywhere.
They do.
Anywhere.
Yeah, they're gonna fuck.
In their ficus plant,
mm-hmm.
in their fucking
ears.
In their
big
ears,
ear, dude.
In their beta fish bowl. Wherever you want, man. Mm-hmm. They
I hooked up with a 38-year-old lawyer from Coeur d'Alene on Tinder before
sick.
I was married.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they do anything.
Well, they're all divorced over there.
Yeah.
I think Coeur d'Alene's a money town, too.
Yeah. Dude, they will take you out, and you just they'll take you home, and they're just looking for someone to have a good time with.
That's
true. They don't want any attachment.
Mm-mm. And they know what they're doing.
Yeah. They'll teach you a couple things.
Yeah, they will.
They will.
Mm. So
no, I don't. I just don't. I don't feel like I could take girls out on like a lot of fun dates or do anything.
Who wants to have fun with them?
You don't even have to do that anymore now with Tinder.
Yeah,
it's all just they just want to fuck.
Have them come over to your house, order some Uber Eats. You're good.
Yeah, I mean, also another weird part of it is I live with my sister too. So like we like have a little place where like rent split the rent on.
Yeah.
I'm like it'd be really weird to bring a chick back. Here.
How big's your car?
Yeah, when you already have one at home, that's kind of.
Yeah, I know. I'm already in the line of the family. Seriously, you know? No, I don't know.
All right, well.
It's not really doing it.
Okay.
Celibacy, you know, for like ever. Just
dude.
Are you doing the
same
thing?
Here.
Nice.
Yeah.
What?
No, not.
So, what is it with women that come on this show that automatically want, making them want to become celibate?
Oh, it's not coming on the show. It's been about. A month on June 7th of my year of celibacy, and
July 7th.
No, just
June.
This,
oh, so
just
it's just
June
oh
7th.
Shit. Okay,
yeah,
so you made a year.
May.
Oh wow.
Nice. No. I've made it a month,
you
and
made
I'm
it a
already
month.
Extremely frustrated.
So how bad was the last guy that you hooked up with that you all of a sudden you're like, I'm going a year without?
It wasn't great,
yeah,
but
it
wasn't necessarily the sex. Yeah, that's another thing.
Let's go.
I feel shame already. I'll just keep the rest of that story to myself. But anyway, yeah.
So you can either talk about that or tell us what kind of porn you watch.
Nah.
None of it. That's fair.
Let's just say, long story short, I need to take care of Sophie.
There you go. Yeah, just strangle yourself and masturbate.
Respectable.
Just
so what kind of porn, though?
Just make
whatever
just make
you think that I should be watching.
Midgets? You're into midgets. Yeah. Sophie Tomey watches midget porn. You heard it here first. Social hour, everybody.
Yeah. I'm not saying
I think
I
saw that. That's the reason why the incest porn is so popular right now on freaking Pornhub. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is weird because every time I go on there, I'm like, I don't need that. I don't know who's like watching that. I'm like, that's fucking
weird.
You don't
need that?
Dude.
Wait,
like,
what?
I
do
like
you
not
know
need
the reason
it.
Is
like
that incest porn
Here's
is
the deal, though. Rob, I am of an age where my first...
You watch it so much that it's spiking.
Oh, yeah.
The first porn I ever watched was called a little film called Taboo 2.
Fuck yeah, dude. My dad had that shit on VHS, man. Yeah. I fucking would steal it all the time.
Hold on. I'm going to show you. We're going to play something for you guys. This.
Yes. Watching porn with Dees Cassis.
Now that's a head turner.
Pay tickets for that.
Let's
charge
see.
Out the door.
I'm feeling a podcast spinoff here.
The Louis C.K. hour with Dees Cassis.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There's the...
When, so is this like the 70s, the 80s?
Early 80s, I believe.
Soundtrack's good.
soundtrack's good.
No.
Yeah.
Here.
They don't do that in porn anymore, really.
This and heavy metal, man.
Damn, this sounds artistic.
Autistic.
Either one. Whatever gets you off.
I gotta get... Where's the...
Oh, shit. Fuck. God damn.
What? What'd you do?
I hit the thingy and now I can't hear anything.
Gotta get it on. Gotta get it on.
Oh. I keep thinking you're actually gonna play porn.
Yeah.
It's off of YouTube. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. There it is.
Where's the... God, I can't find the... He's got it all. Yes, he does. He knows how to please in every detail.
It's like a musical porn?
He can do more than you'd ever imagine. He does it with me. Oh, yes, he does.
It's like Cats Meets Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like, it was a classy porn. So basically what happened, in Taboo 1, the son fucks the mom, right?
I never watched the whole thing. I finished the second 3 minutes and be done. I'd take it out and hide it before my dad caught me.
The second one, like the sister, the mom fucks the son, who then goes and fucks his sister, and then the sister fucks the dad.
It's Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's like the original Game of Thrones.
Okay.
They were like, it's nice. It was a nice movie. Very classy. So that's the porn we grew up on. So you know, the whole mom so incest thing, kinda cool.
Is it just a throwback? Has it always been around, I guess?
It's always been around, but recently it's been terrible.
Well, recently it's been awful. It's been it's been a lot of sister porn.
Yeah, like
dude, it's a little bit ridiculous.
Like the ice, I got your report card, your grades are bad.
Looks like cheese for dick today.
Pornhub and just scroll through the videos.
Front page,
you don't search what you actually
search what I want to watch, but I'm just saying, you do get to Pornhub, and on the thing, like, it is like, I look through just to see like what's happening. I like to check the trends, you know.
Yeah,
I like to be
in
tune with the culture.
I just randomly do it, or I'll sort by a category or something like
that.
And
you don't always have to go to Pornhub to come.
Amateur, homemade, shit like that. Yeah. I like more of that shit.
Mm-hmm. That you like the amateur shit?
Yeah.
Not me. I like the professionals.
I don't like
they
that.
Although Mia Khalifa's kind of hot, but she doesn't do any new shit.
Yeah, I don't like her.
No.
She doesn't do
anything. She's too porny. Yeah. I don't like the typical porn girl.
No, and I usually don't either.
Yeah.
I usually don't either. That's why I like the more, like, not amateur, like, not like verified
someone
amateur.
Who looks like a real person.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you watch porn, you're like, this person's too good looking. Like, they're not real.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not, that's not a real person.
I just like the shit where, like, the dude probably set up a fucking camera without the girl knowing. Like, you know.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's funny. I don't know, man. I can't do the amateur stuff every time. They always say weird shit. Like, the guy talks way too much. He's always like, oh, yeah, you like that shit? You like that? I'm like, no, man, I don't. Like, dudes are watching this, bro.
Take that dick, you dirty bitch.
All right. Speaking of professionals, Sophie, are you ready for the news?
Mm-hmm.
You ready to get this thing going on? All right, let's get into the news with Sophie Tomey.
And now, the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
Yeah. Dude, you should have heard her trying to record that while we did the mushroom show.
Oh, God, that...
Fucking hilarious. Like, it was the greatest thing ever.
So funny.
It was funny.
All right,
Sophie. I could see you being like a freestyle rapper in high school.
Oh, my God.
Being really big into it.
I'd like to. Oh, God.
You like to or you don't like to?
I mean, I like to try.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
I mean, you just spit fuego on the mic, so I don't know why you're like being freaking, you know,
she's
like,
just
humble.
Yeah.
You got it. You know, you have real talent. You should pursue it.
Maybe humble like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, you should create a SoundCloud.
He's like, she's not funny and she sucks her rep, but like.
Be great. You're the next Kendrick Lamar for like, you know, white suburban women.
Oh, yeah, that'll work out great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so I've got a few headlines. You know how I roll. This headline. Okay, so sometimes I just name three. Tell me what sounds interesting, okay? Here are three. Need a can't-miss wheel of cheese? try playing it some hip hop. Second right. headline.
Interesting.
Company's new chicken nugget flavored ice cream proves controversial because you know I bring the controversial food stories.
Yeah, what was the Vegemite?
Yeah. No, Marmite.
Marmite, that's right. It was the peanut butter
Marmite. Yeah. Very controversial.
Yeah, that sounds hot topic.
Texas driver caught walking dog through car window, which I've actually seen someone do before, and I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me right now.
Resourceful.
So he had just had a leash and he was just like...
Yeah, just like out the window, wow. driving, mm-hmm. and the dog's running next to it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to hear the food one.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds controversial.
Wait, oh, the cheese one or the controversial ice chicken cream. Nugget?
Let's go chicken nugget.
Okay.
I love ice cream, so this has got me pretty heated.
All right, let's... An Irish ice cream company is causing a stir online with the debut of its unusual new flavor, chicken nugget. XX Ice, based in Dundalk, unveiled its latest Dundalk. Creation.
Dude, that sounds like somewhere in Africa. Do they even have food there?
Not right now.
Wow, this is literally the world's shortest article.
Is that...
The company released a video showing how the ice cream is made, which actual chunks of McDonald's chicken nuggets broken up into the vanilla ice cream and more chicken nuggets on top as a garnish.
Oh, my God.
This is McDonald's, not some gross, you know, off-brand.
Tyson.
Who? Yeah. Do we need, like, how fat do we need to get as a world, as a country, as a universe, as a whatever? Like, how fat do we need to get? Why are we, like, compounding these foods? We don't need chicken flavored
ice
like,
cream.
When
I think it should be an option. I'm not saying you have to.
You know,
it.
We went off the rails. We went off the rails when we decided that we needed to stuff our pizza crust with cheese. This.
Oh, no.
That's a fucking delicacy.
Pizza is
when
a
we
goddamn...
went off the fucking rails. We went off the goddamn rails. We don't need you. Do you know what you just ate? A giant piece of crust filled with fucking pizza. We don't need more of it. Like,
actually, we do. I think that they should make an entire pizza of just stuffed crust.
Yeah.
Just like
they do. It's called a fucking lasagna. Yeah.
It's called no, a calzone. But it's yeah. not. You and your calzones.
Calzones are sick, though. I mean, you can eat them on the go, play
yeah,
frisbee,
you
whatever you
yeah.
want to do.
It's a pizza pocket.
The Pizzone's back.
The Pizzone's back.
Yeah.
The Pizzone never left.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Call it a comeback. I didn't go anywhere, bitch.
So they made a chicken nugget flavored ice cream. What, who would you? Would anyone eat that?
I would.
Think people
with
would eat it
sauce.
Just to like try it.
You would?
I would eat the shit out of it.
Why?
It just sounds gross. I support your like.
I would have to.
Well, I mean, I get trying it, but is that something you're like? I gotta go back.
I wouldn't
for that.
Pay
who
money
knows
for
going
it.
Going back for that.
But if someone,
I don't think
it
I would
me.
Go back for it. But yeah, I think that I would try it.
Have you guys?
I'll
has anybody here
home.
Seen Nathan for You?
Yeah.
The shit flavored frozen yogurt
yeah.
that attracted so many people. So like even
oh.
if it is total fucking
oh
shit,
God.
People were like lining up to try yeah. the shit yogurt.
Try the shit yogurt?
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. And apparently, because
if you have a juicy
tasted, like,
poop,
fucking
taste
shit,
like
that's
shit?
Pretty much
yeah.
my favorite
yogurt.
One is when he made that soundproof booth, so they could lock their kids in it and the parents could have sex outside
oh,
of
yeah.
it. Shit was so fucking funny, man.
Jesus.
Oh my God, yeah, I love that show. New York waiter returns $424,000 check to customer despite no tip. I thought that was a funny headline as a server.
Okay.
Because like they're implying that any other server who didn't receive a tip would keep the fucking $400,000. Like, no, that's just
do
like
you have to claim that on your taxes if you steal it.
Not if you do it in the Caribbean, I think. They don't have banking
yeah,
laws there.
Right?
It's different.
Does your dad specialize in maritime law?
Actually, yeah, he did do
about,
maritime
okay,
law.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe we can figure it out. If we get like a cruise ship, Carnival Cruise, head out in the middle of the Pacific, are we? Mm-hmm. What's the deal? Where are we at
well,
on that?
International waters are kind of tricky. You have to be 7 miles out, but you yeah. can't do banking. Like banking transactions are hard because it's not going to be like a system. You know what I mean? It's like, you show up. Like I don't know how you do that. You know
well,
what I mean? Because there's
Bitcoin.
No. I mean, you have to start a bank.
Bitcoin.
It's a big ship.
I got
a.
Yeah. I can start a bank.
No, you
can start a bank.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's just paperwork right there.
Essentially, yeah.
FDIC
paperwork.
Insured.
Yeah.
We do all that shit. That's
super
easy.
Just,
yeah,
there's no red tape I hear in banking
no,
nowadays
super
at all.
Easy. All I need is a big pair of scissors to cut the tape with when I'm done.
Right. course.
And
you don't need any startup money for a bank
some sort
nowadays.
Of local governing body to overturn the first shovel of dirt.
Oh yeah, there you go. Know? Mm-hmm. Some guy with a suit
symbolically
on.
Ceremony. Yeah. You know,
break ground.
Right,
that's what they call it.
Perfect.
I'm gonna click on this article just because I want to know if this person did tip them after they returned the check, because that's the important part.
What
of
was
this
the
for
check?
Me.
He had a check for $424,000.
So, waiter, New York City pizzeria returned a $424,000 cashier's check to a woman who accidentally
cashier's
left it
check.
Behind.
Who has a chugan who's holding on to a check for $424,000?
It's not even Las Vegas either.
Waiter Armando came across a check in an envelope containing cashier's check while cleaning passengers. So Karen, of course her fucking name is Karen, a retired social worker of all people, left the money behind while eating lunch with her daughter. She brought along the cashier's check as a down payment for a condo to buy in the neighborhood. I'm happy for her, really. Saturdays are pretty busy, and I was very close to taking everything left on the table and throwing it out when I saw an envelope. Despite not receiving a tip for his service, Markaj gave the check to Patsy's owner for safekeeping. Normally, I'm so grateful that the insult that we gave him did not prevent him from doing the right thing. So she admits that not leaving a tip is an insult.
Did she give any money? What was the
$424,000
check for?
Condo.
No, it does. It
in
does
New York,
not
so
say.
Who
is
a check? Don't banks just do that?
How
they
the
transfer
fuck does
money?
A social worker, a retired social worker, have a $500,000 cashier check?
Yeah.
And how does a social worker not know better than to not tip?
She doesn't have the money for it. Yeah, it's all going to that costly condo.
Yeah. All the money she has is right there in that check. Yeah.
Fuck right off.
Huh.
I agree.
What would you tip? What did she order? Pizza, you said?
Yeah.
Did she pick it up or did she eat in?
They ate in. Mm. He was clearing the table and found the envelope.
The pizza restaurant, though, like, I never.
Yeah, you ate in.
Place,
he's clearing your shit. Yeah. Like,
they just ordered a pizza.
If
you're just trying to fuck with me, I know you are.
But if you're getting, like, if I were to go into Pizza
Do you
Hut,
tip at Mod Pizza?
I tip everywhere
at
I fucking
Mod
go.
At Mod Pizza. At Safeway?
I've never been
McDonald's?
To Mod Pizza.
Do you tip at Safeway?
McDonald's?
Depends on what I'm getting.
Burger King?
Am I buying my groceries or am I buying, like, a coffee?
You're buying your groceries.
Well,
no,
you don't
because
tip
they didn't
for
make anything for me.
Groceries.
They're not cleaning
but
up my
checking
mess.
Checking it out and bagging it for you.
I don't leave a mess in the first
but
place.
But I'm getting all my groceries and taking it there. Mm-hmm. They're
They should tip you.
For me.
Maybe they should tip you when you go.
And I'm
shopping.
Taking it all out to my car. So the amount of elbow grease. So at a pizza place, we tip. Well,
grease.
I've never worked at a pizza place, but how most restaurants I've been serving since I was 14, you know, tip bartender, you tip the bussers, you tip the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to get tips because, I mean, I worked at a place in Georgia. I mean, it was super illegal, but they didn't even fucking pay us a wage. Like, all the money I made there was
tips.
Only
it.
From tips.
Damn.
So if people fucked me over, then, like, and
obviously
the
name of the
they
place?
Didn't know that.
Yeah,
like, I don't
Georgia
tell them. I'm like, hi, my name's Sophie. Did you know I don't get paid here? But, like, but it's just, like, common courtesy. Like, you just tip when someone is serving you and cleaning up your shit. Like,
I don't know. It depends on how nice they are to me.
Ugh, no. No.
Are they cute?
Yeah, like, are they, like, really cool?
The only time you
strippers.
Don't tip your server is if your server is a straight-up fucking, like,
piece of shit.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
gotta leave,
yeah.
like,
that's, like,
you gotta leave,
rare,
like, a nickel, so then they know you knew to remember to tip. It's not like you just forgot. You
yeah,
leave
no,
a nickel,
you just
you
fuck
send
that
a message.
Guy. Or you tip a whole lot to make them feel really bad.
Yeah.
My head feels warm right now, because I was
like
just dealing that. I just did 10 sold-out shows this weekend, and I served 8 of them.
Wow.
And some people, so normally I serve at the comedy club here in Spokane. I served at the club in Tacoma, like I just said, and it's all really similar, but it's just different enough that, like, so, like, it was close enough that they didn't, like, retrain me, but just different enough that, like they have a full kitchen over there, and so learning the food, and they have different drinks. So, like, the first couple shows was, like, hard to get my bearings, and one person, I like, fucked something on their table, and I, like, lost their check, and I was, like, bummed. I was, like, I knew I fucked up that show, And then one of the kitchen people found it when they were cleaning and hands it to me. And on the tip line, they just wrote LOL. And I was like, already damn. Just so fucking like.
Jesus Christ.
I was like,
are you
I'm
sure
go
they didn't
home.
Write 101?
Like, I don't want to stay here. Oh, no, it was capital letters. Like, they made sure of that. And yeah, I was like, dude, I'm so fucking done. I did end up, like, making money, obviously, like, after I got used to it. Yeah. But I was like, that is this the douchiest fucking thing. Sorry.
Yeah, it's
okay,
one thing
that
to, well, it's one thing to just, like, be, just sign your name. It's another thing to say LOL. That's
yeah,
pretty, that's
yeah,
pretty tough,
like,
man.
Yeah.
That's a tough break.
You don't want to tip me, just don't fucking.
But at least you made
me.
Someone laugh. I mean, that's fucking, yeah, an, that's I mean,
true.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sophie, I got to, I think, return important phone calls. Let's do one more real quick, then we're going to get out of here. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Jeez, need it like, over here.
Yeah, I get. Okay, well, my thing's not working now. Oh, yeah, because I have to do this. I have to fix my computer. It's stupid, okay. Sorry, I know your phone call's important.
No, it's okay.
Dog disease that can be passed to humans confirmed in Iowa.
Ooh, what's the disease?
Mad dog disease?
Thank AIDS. You for asking.
Yeah,
yes,
dog AIDS.
My cat died of feline AIDS.
You know, Lucas's cat has feline AIDS.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, I talked about it last night. That's a real thing. I wasn't lying when I said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he wasn't lying when he said he fucks it, so.
That's true. That's how it got the AIDS.
Truth. Yeah. You know, it's a good thing.
It only becomes AIDS when a feline has it.
Yeah.
It's human AIDS. It's like the Chinese dog meat festival. Mm. Like in China, they just call it the dog meat festival.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know,
it's another day.
Right. We're more specific because we want to hone in on where it's at.
Yeah, it's like, but, hey, come on.
Right. Like they're not hanging out in China and be like, you guys want to go to the Chinese dog? They're not confused about which festival dog meat
they know
festival.
Which fucking
right.
festival
they know,
it is.
Right.
Hell yeah.
They know
son.
Where it's at.
You ever had dog meat?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
bad.
Dude.
It's
no,
not
man.
Bad. Makes dude. You. I had some shits afterwards, though.
You don't need a shih tzu.
Hey, there you go. I think it was yellow dog, which means lab, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what kind of dogs they have over there. I didn't look at the dog or pet it before I ate it. I just
yeah.
Kinda...
Did you name it too?
Yeah, his name was Lucky.
Yeah,
he was
not
delicious.
So lucky that day.
No. I like
I
the irony
him,
of it.
I name him things like Tasty and Yummy.
Oh, really? I say that when I'm eating them. Or I don't need to, you know, name them that.
Yeah, I do. I like. I double down on it just to make him feel bad.
The pig I slaughtered, I named him Yummy.
Yeah,
he was good.
Okay, name him Wilbur.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you guys want to hear about this fucking disease?
Yeah.
Okay. The state veterinarian, Dr. Jeff Kaisend, says several cases of canine brucellosis have been confirmed at a commercial breeding facility for small dogs in Marion County. Brucellosis, don't know what the fuck that is. Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says it's notifying people who have custody of the exposed dogs. Both the animals and the facilities are quarantined while the dogs undergo testing.
This is how zombie apocalypses happen. It gets into an animal, then it comes into humans.
An animal we like, too.
Yeah.
Not like a deer we're trying to hunt with a bow or anything.
Right.
A real fucking
dog
nice
we're trying
animal.
To hunt with a bow.
Yeah. Or I'd kill those with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Whatever. Teach their own.
The
fuck.
So it's what's the effects on humans?
Was it a pip? What kind of animal? You know, breed?
Well, this is what the dog looks like, and it looks like it would have a disease.
It does.
Oh
yeah,
shit! You
changed.
Saw it. It changed.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
shit!
Gross.
Oh,
it was a poodle.
Yeah, it's like a dog that's like loved too much, and they.
Mm-hmm. He's a pussy, so his like immune system's
is
all fucked up.
Okay, so this is what happens to dogs. The disease. Infertility, spontaneous abortions, and stillbirths.
That sounds
doesn't
like,
sound so bad so
sounds,
far.
I hope my girlfriend gets this.
This would be great.
State disease. Health officials say symptoms for humans include fever, sweats, headache, joint pain, and weakness. So the dogs
sounds like it's like an old lady or something.
Sounds like menopause.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So let's see.
Change of life.
The dog stops having babies. So the dog basically goes into menopause.
It gets real temperamental.
The dogs have makes the humans have menopause.
Ugh. Oh yeah. Let's get this fucking disease out of here. I don't want menopause. Ugh.
So what? Yeah, it sounds fine to me.
I mean, they say you're at higher risk if you're exposed to the blood, tissues, and fluids during the birthing process.
Well, I think this is
so like people are not
severe,
super.
Yeah. How often is your dog giving birth or you involved with their birthing fluid?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
a
I,
rare
I,
interaction.
I don't have any animals.
I ate all my animals.
Yeah, this seems like a bad, maybe just don't touch
I wish
your dog.
I wouldn't have said that ending, though. I would have loved to have made people all, like, scared of their dogs. Like,
You got some fucking disease.
All right.
Honestly, though, most of these side effects I have.
The anti-vax in the dog community is pretty big right now.
Yeah,
They're not vaccinating those dogs, man.
God yeah, damn. We don't want retarded dogs.
Oh, shit, Jenny. Sorry.
If I want my dog retarded, I buy him that way.
All right. Okay, guys, it's been a long week for me. I gotta call it tonight. I got a shit to do apparently, and I'm fucking wiped out. I haven't eaten all day. We're gonna call it a night. But it's been fun.
I've had a great time.
Does anyone else have any last words before we go?
I'm afraid to talk.
At the Mick Robinson on Twitter.
Yeah. What's
up, dog?
Rob, tell people where to find you.
At the Mick Robinson on Twitter. At the Mick Robinson on Instagram. Don't friend me if I don't know you. Don't friend me on Facebook. That's
weird. Do you have anything coming up you're doing?
Saturday I'll be at the Red Room, and Sunday I'll be at Lucky's doing a feature set at Lucky's.
Perfect. Okay, go check that out if you're in Spokane. Find him on Instagram and stuff. Follow him. He is one of the out of the newer people to come up. Rob is funny, so check him out. He's gonna be, if he sticks with it, you're gonna be around a while. So go find him, watch him. Laugh and give them some support, guys.
Friend me on Facebook.
Don't friend him on Facebook.
Don't fucking do that.
This weekend I will be at Joker's Comedy Club in Tri-Cities. Come see me. I'll be with Allison Weber, and then I'll be at Newport Roxy on Sunday with Michael Glatzmeyer and Tony Russell, and back in Lewiston on the 28th, guys. And go to Deese Comedy /calendar for all the dates. And all right, that's it, guys, for the Social Hour. I am Deese, and for Rob and Sophie and Jeremy, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Mormons, Asians, restaurant servers, Carmen Lynch, Swedish Fish, Helpful Neighbors, and Bow Hunters. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Let's just say, long story short, I need to take care of Sophie.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!